Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, anyway, the press conference, the big boy press conference yesterday looked like quite the doozy. In fact, the dailycaller.com has this worst case scenario. Biden avoids total collapse in gaffe heavy pressers. So, but just the fact that he avoided an utter and complete meltdown, just several slight meltdowns, they're calling that a win. They're going to chalk this one up as a victory. Great job, Joe. Donald Trump mocks Biden's gaffes at solo press conference yesterday. That's another dailycaller.com headline. But this was interesting, because everybody's wondering, are they going to kick Joe Biden to the curb and replace him with somebody else? Will Joe Biden ever step down? Will Jill and Hunter ever allow it? Or are they just going to roll in, keep moving with the flat tires, risking, the whole thing just breaking down on the side of the road? It looks like the resuscitation effort is underway. That's how they described it on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning, as a massive resuscitation effort, even following this gaffe-heavy big boy press conference that Joe Biden hosted yesterday.
Why haven't they had him doing a lot more of these? That really is about as comfortable as he's going to get.
There was the moment at the beginning where he said Vice President Trump instead of Vice President Harris, but he did have lengthy answers on subject areas that he knows very well.
I think it's fair to say there were obviously some verbal missteps. There were some periods of haltingness, but also periods of genuinely impressive command and fluency.
He is not only strong on foreign policy, he is just fundamentally right on foreign policy.
So give some credit where credit is due. It was a solid performance except for one flub.
You know what this reminds me of? This, along with Joe Biden's response. Remember when George Stephanopoulos was interviewing Joe Biden, and Joe Biden said, "Have you seen the response I get at my rallies? Nobody gets a turnout at rallies like I get." And George Stephanopoulos was like, "Mr. President, are you really sure you want to make that comparison? I mean, Donald Trump gets a lot of people at his rallies. And by a lot, meaning like 45,000 compared to the 300 at your rallies, Joe Biden." But that response from Joe Biden, and then the responses you just heard there from Rachel Maddow and the rest of the crew there on MSNBC and CNN as they're doing this resuscitation effort of Joe Biden, is, well, yeah, he called Zelensky Putin, and yeah, he called Trump his vice president instead of Kamala, but boy, did he do a great – it reminds me, remember in Good Morning Vietnam – and the Lieutenant Steve, remember when he takes over the microphone from Adrian Cronauer, and he finishes up the worst opening monologue comedy segment ever, but he thinks he did this great job. He puts the headset down, he looks over at the producers. I think some apologies are in order. Yeah, this is Joe Biden and the fake news media saying, I think some apologies are in order, as the resuscitation effort appears to be beginning here.
Securing America.
As we move closer to Election Day in November, American security officials are paying closer attention to attempts by foreign entities to meddle in the election. This week, members of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence warned Russia is launching its plans to interfere. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke about the issue Thursday.
This is a serious concern to the United States and to me personally. It's not a matter of politics, it's a matter of national security.
Officials say Russia is aiming at specific voting groups in swing states.
They are repeating a lot of the tactics and tradecraft they've used, targeting particular populations in the United States to try to influence the outcome of our election.
Those tactics are believed to try and assist former President Trump. Intelligence officials add that China doesn't plan to influence the presidential race, but that they are watching to see if China will try to meddle in down-ballot races. Kevin Westman, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me get some important news out here on the fire watch front. And then, of course, share some other important updates. And then we'll get back into the political news of the day and much more. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you. I think we've got the phone lines open for the entire hour, barring a phone call from Jeff Manasso with Fox News Radio. I don't think he's calling in at 840, but, yeah, you never know. So we'll see. But either way, that'll be a quick conversation. So just plan for phone lines being open this entire 8 o'clock hour so you can jump in on the conversation or, you know, talk about what you want to talk about or anything like that. You can also message us on our Montana Talks app. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got a busy lineup in the 9 o'clock hour. So get your calls in here in this 8 o'clock hour of the show. But let me see some important information to put out here. You know, earlier this week, I spoke with the National Weather Service office about, you know, the triple digit temperatures that we were expecting in parts of the state. And the one positive news that the National Weather Service office out of Billings was telling me is that at least in that neck of the woods, they weren't anticipating high winds to go along with this high heat. That, of course, has shifted in particular in western Montana and in southwestern Montana. It will shift. I saw Eric Johnson just sent something out via Twitter. Oh, this is Eric Jochum. Eric Jochum with KTVH TV. A fire weather watch is in effect beginning Saturday afternoon through Saturday evening for low humidity and gusty winds forecasted over the fire area. So that's the bad news when it comes to the Horse Gulch fire, which, by the way, according to the latest estimates now, is now topping 10,000 acres. Tom Bridge, who's a great photographer for the Helena IR, shared that about an hour ago. A new IR flight this morning has the Horse Gulch fire sized up at 10,849 acres burned. And we are staring down the barrel of a fire weather watch this weekend. So there you go. That's the latest news on that front. And then, of course, since we last caught up with you yesterday morning on the show, yesterday we told you about the tragedy of the fallen aerial firefighter. Since we spoke with you last, authorities have now identified who that fallen aerial firefighter is. I've got the full story on our Montana Talks website right now. My printout cut off some of the information, so let me do what you can do and go right into the Montana Talks app and share this information for you here. The aerial firefighter who gave her life fighting a quickly burning fire north of Helena, Montana, has now been identified. Juliana Turchetti has been described as a great pilot and one of Brazil's first female ag pilots. She lost her life while fighting the Horse Gulch fire, which is now, of course, over 10,000 acres. The crash occurred at approximately 12:10 in the afternoon on Wednesday on Hauser Reservoir near Spokane Bay. Bill Lavender with Ag Air Update says this: Juliana started her aviation career flying in the corporate world in Brazil, longing for a more fulfilling career. She started ag flying in a Brazilian Ipanema. From there, she progressed to ferrying thrush and air tractor planes from the U.S. to Brazil. She often wrote about her experiences on those flights. She flew agriculture in the U.S. And finally, she landed a seat in a firefighting AT-802F and from there to the fire boss. And as you heard yesterday, Navy SEAL veteran and Bridger Aerospace founder Tim Sheehy described Turchetti as a great pilot, says he just ran into her 5 weeks ago in the Denver airport and got to sit down with her for a cup of coffee. Helena Lewis and Clark Forest supervisor Emily Platt says this: "It is with a heavy heart that I share that Juliana Turchetti, a wildland firefighting pilot, died in a plane crash while supporting fire suppression efforts on the Horse Gulch fire. Our deepest condolences go out to Juliana's family, friends, colleagues, and the firefighting and aviation communities. I ask that you keep them in your thoughts and prayers during this time of sorrow. KTVH Television reporting that Juliana leaves behind a 17-year-old son and numerous family members back in Brazil. So anyway, more on that story on our Montana Talks website right now. But yesterday, one of the things that Tim Sheehy told us about is, you know, a while back, he started and helped set up a Montana firefighter fund to help Montana firefighters and families of wounded or fallen firefighters, and that also helps firefighters get equipment that they might need, et cetera. And I did see, I think via LinkedIn, I saw a post from Tim Sheehy yesterday where he says they will use funds from this Montana firefighter fund that he helped establish to provide immediate support to her family. And so anyway, if you want to find out how you can help, I've got the details on the Montana Firefighter Fund and more on our Montana Talks website right now as well. But thanks to Tim Sheehy for doing that. In fact, I remember that one of the big fundraisers he did at their Bridger Aerospace hangar, I think it was a couple years ago now, maybe 2-3 years ago or so, in Belgrade. And just remarkable to see their aircraft there in person. And then we got to hear, you know, his passion for why he set this fund up. And now we see exactly why something like that is needed and was needed and is going to be put to immediate action here. All right, let's see. We'll get into the big political news of the day right after this. Plus, if you got something you want to talk about, give us a ring, 406-294-0970. And then in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, Perry Pendley, who was the BLM director under President Trump. He'll be with us for most of the 9 o'clock hour coming up.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Something alarming unfolded around July 4th on Capitol Hill, inside the Cannon House office building. Someone vandalized an exterior wall of the office belonging to Democratic Illinois Representative Brad Schneider. Schneider called this a, quote, vile act of hate, where someone ripped down photos posted to the walls of 100 people being held hostage in Gaza. Some of the posters were strewn about the floor in front of Schneider's office. Other posters were crumpled or peeling from the wall, still half attached. Contrary to some of his Democratic colleagues, Schneider welcomes a visit to Capitol Hill later this month by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to deliver a speech to a joint meeting of Congress. This incident comes just days after pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallied outside Schneider's home in Highland Park, Illinois, in the middle of the night. Some members of the public were in the Capitol complex as guests or aides of lawmakers for the July 4th concert on Capitol Hill. Others who work at the Capitol, ranging from aides to custodians to maintenance personnel, have 24/7 access to the complex. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
We had nothing planned for Thursday morning's Montana Talks, but look at what we delivered. The head of the Bureau of Reclamation in Montana talking about plans for the St. Mary siphon failure. Then we got the latest following a fire in Helena that claimed the life of a heroic female aerial firefighter. We had an update from Sheriff Dutton, plus aerial firefighter Tim Sheehy weighed in and talked about how you can help. That was Thursday. We got another big show coming up for you Friday. Montana Talks, 9 to 10, right here statewide.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, looking at a couple of headlines here, I just got too busy this morning to do my normal full round of show prep. But then again, you're kind of always prepping for a show like this because, man, you callers keep me on my toes. That's what's really fun with a show like this. But I was scrolling through some news headlines here. NBC News, top Biden advisors to meet with senators as Democrat anxieties about 2024 grow. I noticed in that NBC News headline that John Tester cowardly did not attend that meeting because he doesn't want to be asked about it, right? Let's see, where else are we here? Battleground Democrats, Tester and Kaine to skip Biden campaign meeting as 2024 fears grow. And then there's this headline. There's this headline here from Fox News. Tester denies tight race, says internal polling has him beating Sheehy. Quote, kicking his, you know what. okay, John, if your internal polling shows you doing so well, then why are you so mad, bro? If you're doing so well, you should be happy, but you're mad. You're running scared. You're proving to be a straight-up coward this week in multiple ways. Let me just share a couple for those of you who haven't heard this. First off, Fox News caught up with him. Said, you know, John Tester had skipped out on his official job, did not show up for work, failed to attend committee hearings because he didn't want to be asked any questions by the reporters that would be outside the committee hearing room as he walks to the committee room from his Senate office. So he didn't even show up for the committee hearings because he was too cowardly to even just give any basic answers to these reporters. Let me play the Fox News clip for you here. Tester and staff panic when asked if Biden is fit for office. Let me roll this one for you. It may not be the Fox News one. It might be another.
Senator Tester, do you think Joe Biden is mentally fit to be president?
Sir, I'm the Senate's president. Can I give you my business card?
You may, but I got a question for him.
Are you looking to get in touch with our press office?
He's right here. Senator Tester, do you think that Joe Biden is mentally fit to be president?
I can get you something.
You think he's mentally fit to be president?
If you could just take this, here's the card.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that was the other one. That was the video shared by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. John Tester turned into a speed goat there. I mean, my goodness, it was like an antelope from a mile away. It's like you can't even get close to those things when it's hunting season. He turned into a speed goat. Trying to dodge just really a basic question there. And he was like speeding away, zigzagging through behind terminal, promotional walls. And then he had this young staffer in a fancy suit trying to stiff arm this guy and block the camera. And John Tester, if you look at his face, he just looks straight up angry in that video. So, John, if you're doing so well, A, why did you not tell Fox News Digital what the polling numbers show? If you're doing so well, why are you afraid to tell them what your numbers actually are? When other polls that have been released recently showed Tim Sheehy up. That's point A. Point B, if you're doing so well, if you're kicking your opponent's butt, then why are you running away? You should be smiling and waving. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. He should be smiling and waving and just casually walking to the airport. Instead, now he has a staffer escort him to the airport to serve as a blocking position to anybody that might ask him an easy question. Here's the Fox News clip. Just looking at it. All right, here it is. This is Tester avoiding questions about Biden's fitness.
Things are getting really awkward here on the Hill. People are either sidestepping our questions or basically running away from us whenever we ask about Joe Biden. Watch.
Hey, do you believe that President Biden can win in November?
I refer you to my statement. The statement I put out a couple days ago still applies to today, still applies to everything.
I'm hearing legitimate concerns from Ohio voters.
All right, there you go. So that was kind of a little bit of the matchup that, and then they went to Sherrod Brown after that. But yeah, I refer you to my statement. Why don't you just tell them what your statement said? Again, because he is a coward, because he is lying to the people of Montana, and he's running scared right now. I mean, you could hear the trembling in his voice right there in that same clip. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, we're also taking your messages on the Montana Talks app. James in Shepherd talking about Joe Biden's big boy press conference yesterday. And then I opened up this hour of the show by playing those sound bites from MSNBC and CNN where they're talking about how there is a resuscitation effort. Well, the Fox News, Fox and Friends first talked about this resuscitation effort where they're now apparently trying to resuscitate Biden's presidential campaign. James and Shepard says this, the latest NPR poll shows Biden now ahead of Trump. They are collaborating with the administration and falsifying to the American people once again. Rich in Belgrade is referring to the press conference as big boys mostly coherent news briefing. It was the mostly coherent press conference, just like all those violent riots all across America were the mostly peaceful BLM protests, not the murderous, destructive BLM riots. Of course, they described them as mostly peaceful. So Rich in Belgrade is saying, yeah, this was the mostly coherent press conference, mostly. Matt in Billings, first up on the phone lines, actually calling in from out of state this morning. But anyway, what's on your mind? Is he not on line one? Okay, who? If you can hear me on line one, is there somebody else that's on line one? All right. Maybe we lost him. Okay, that's all right. I'll have our producer, Travis, check and make sure who we got on the phone lines and when and where. All right. Next, let's go to Chris in Manhattan in the meantime. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, I think all Montanans should encourage John Tester to vote yes on that citizenship or voting act.
How come?
Well, so just to get him on the record for supporting the being against illegal aliens voting.
Yeah. Why would it be good to get him on the record in support of that?
Well, I think it'd be good to, just for the vote, so Montana citizens know how he feels.
But do you think his vote would show us? I'm just trying to think this one out here live. Do you think even if Tester voted in support of it, let me just say what I'm thinking here.
Yep.
So even if you call John Tester and urge him to vote in support of this, you're just going to get a form letter. You're going to be on a list. You're going to be tagged in his database. And he's going to pump you full of false information. Even if he votes in support of what you're asking him to vote in support of, Democrats already voted in mass against this thing because they want illegal aliens to be able to vote in our elections. Even if Tester voted in support of it, he would only vote for it if his vote didn't matter. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, but I'm sort of wishing that it might be a tight vote and he might swing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's kind of two ways to look at it, right, Chris? There's two ways to look at it. One is it's an election year, and if John Tester is ever going to do the right thing, you have to force him to do it in an election year, because for the next 5 years, he ain't going to do the right thing. He's going to go back to doing the wrong thing. But I've been amazed that even in this election year, how he continues to cast very bad votes. It's either an arrogance or he doesn't want to tick off the people that are funding his campaign.
Well, that would be a good thing for Sheehy's campaign.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Old tubby seven fingers.
I don't, what's your thoughts on this, Chris? You know, there's a lot of folks that poke fun at the big guy, right? I've never been a fan of John Tester's because I've known him to be a fraud since day one. I went to school at the University of Montana, so I knew who the most radical left-wing nut jobs were because I went to school with them. They all went to work for John Tester. He has been a radical left-wing nut job since day one. He just was good at faking it. But I always thought that, like, the fact that he was a bigger guy was kind of one of the endearing things about him to most people. But I think it's flipped now because now he's this, you know, Washington fat cat slamming vodkas at the bistro. Cacao.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone over pleasantly plump.
Well, it's I'm sure the temptations can be hard to avoid when he's got lobbyists, you know, buying $1.2 million worth of dinner and his campaign paying for it, taxpayers probably paying for it too. And so, I mean, if you had a $1.2 million restaurant expense account, we'd all be struggling. Maybe, I don't know. I've got a little more discipline now, thankfully.
Yeah, I don't know if I could eat that much food.
Well, that's where the vodka cranberries come in. Those will help put on some extra weight if you're trying to hit the feedlot. All right, Chris. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. We got Lee in Kalispell. Lee, stand by. We'll get to you right after the break. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app if you've got something you want to talk about. There's a couple of things here I didn't get to earlier in the week. There was a great tweet from KJJR, great radio station in Kalispell, of course. And it was something from the Joe Rogan show. I need to go find that one again. That's an important one. And then, did you hear Justice Sonia Sotomayor, her bodyguards got carjacked? Well, it was an attempted carjacking. What was he thinking? Liberal Senator John Tester was busted downing vodkas. Was he drowning in his sorrows? He was busted downing vodka at a fancy Washington, D.C. restaurant. Guess which one? That's right. The Bistro Cacao. Not too long after he was reportedly expressing his concern that his buddy Joe Biden is about to lose to Donald Trump. We've got the photograph and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com as this Washington fat cat gets exposed.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, here we are. It's Friday. You know, it's Freedom Friday. And, you know, usually every Friday it's like, man, I've had stuff that I printed up on Monday, printed up on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. And I thought I'd get to it. I meant to get to it. You know, you always got to be over prepared for a show like this. So there's oftentimes so many stories we could cover and we just don't have time to cover it all. Right. Especially when you're trying to cover Montana stuff and the national stuff, really whatever Montanans want to talk about. But there's a couple of things that were still on my desk on this Friday. And before I put them in the recycle bin, I think you want to hear about them. Let's see. Here you go. Andy Ngo, who's a great reporter in the Pacific Northwest. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, you know, the left-wing Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Justice Sonia Sotomayor's U.S. Marshal bodyguards shot an armed black man who allegedly tried to carjack the justice's security vehicle at her D.C. home. Suspect Kentrell Flowers was driving a stolen vehicle in the attack. But then Lori Ann poses a very good question. So think about Washington, D.C. You know, think about it. If you had a son or daughter who was working for Congressman Zinke, Congressman Rosendale, Senator Daines, or even if, you know, they were, you know, they decided to go work for that fraud John Tester. Either way, they all deserve to be safe and to defend themselves, right? I mean, I remember there was a young female staffer working for Senator Daines who got robbed in broad daylight on Capitol Hill. But they don't have their Second Amendment rights in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. So Lori Ann asks a really good question here. Because remember, Sotomayor is the anti-gun Supreme Court justice who was put there by John Tester. Lori Ann says this: so she was defended with a gun, but doesn't want the rest of us to have the same opportunity. Exactly. Yet another example of that. Okay, the other story here before I get to Lee and Kalispell. KJJR Radio earlier this week shared this via Twitter. And if you aren't following KJJR AM via X, be sure to follow them. They share some great information. What they shared, well, first, their question is this: is this what the Montana Democrats voted for when they voted for President Biden? I would say yes. I would say it's what Montana Democrats voted for when they voted for John Tester as well. What are they referring to? You guys know who Joe Rogan is. Joe Rogan is a very popular podcaster. He's also, you know, the broadcaster at all the UFC fights. Very independent-minded guy, right? He's willing to ask questions, good questions, right? Yeah. And so he's not in the back pocket of any political party, anything like that, right? So he was interviewing Dr. Phil, and I think I had this queued up a couple of days ago. He was interviewing Dr. Phil, And they shared a portion of an interview that Dr. Phil did with the head of the National Border Patrol Council, the union representing the Border Patrol. And listen to just this 25-second back and forth.
Are they given money, these people that are released into the country?
So it's our taxpayers that ultimately facilitate the travel. But yes, travel is facilitated, and they are given all the necessities that they need.
But that could be a trafficker.
There's a very good possibility that they're being trafficked, that they're going into the sex industry, or they're being forced into the sweatshops.
And we know that. We knowingly are spending our tax dollars to sell children into sex trafficking.
Yeah, there you go. You heard it right. As Madison Jesoto pointed out via X, our tax dollars are being used to help traffickers sell children into sex slavery. The Trump-era DNA testing at the border could have helped prevent this. They did away with this testing under the Joe Biden-John Tester regime. And people need to be reminded of that. By the way, remember when Donald Trump issued that DNA test challenge to Elizabeth Warren, who lied about being Native American? He did that in Great Falls, Montana. Remember, he did it at the Trump rally in Great Falls. And then Elizabeth Warren's response, she attacked Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, well, he's doing DNA testing on kids at the border. He's awful. And we said it. That very day, the reason they were DNA testing those kids is so that to protect them from the sex trafficking operation that Joe Biden and John Tester have set up on our southern border right now. And they did away with something to protect kids. Now they don't even know where 85,000 plus of them even are. Lee in Kalispell, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning? Okay, did I push a button here? Why am I not hearing a caller here? All right, let's see. Chris, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, good to hear from you. What's going on, Chris?
Yeah, this drumbeat that they keep putting on Trump, extra federal threat to democracy. Now, they kind of nail this to the wall. And that he is some sort of terrible threat to the United States. They never really get to the nitty gritty. Cheryl Atkins on NBC a couple of weeks ago, I watched on Full Measure. She has a program, and she debunked it, and she showed very clearly all the things that they're accusing the Republicans of in mega. And she put it together in a picture form on a program on NBC, and I have not seen her since. That's amazing. If that's still on the information on the TV stuff, you know, that was an excellent program that should have been constantly put on, you know, and all of the other stations that would have showed very clearly to people, you know, what is wrong with this country.
So this was
where are these people?
This was on MSNBC?
Al Gore, Bill Clinton, and Kamala, you know, the vice president yesterday, the president, all he could label her that she will do something for women and murdering babies in the womb. That's the danger place. That's the most dangerous place. And he gets all upset about young people shooting each other, which is terrible as well. But how could he get so upset at that, get upset about the abortion? Young girls, stop doing that. It's not a good thing. Young men, you're participating in that mess as well.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for the call. Yeah, that's interesting. So if I heard you right, yeah, it was a program that was on MSNBC and a rare case of journalism, apparently. Was that what it was? And no wonder it's nowhere to be found a little while later. Okay, thanks for the call. Looks like we got some other folks on the phone lines here as well. TC in Billings, we got a few messages also. TC in Billings, Tester always has time for Montanans, except when asking questions about his questionable endorsements. Oh, no, he never has time for Montanans. That's why he's too chicken to come on a show like this and take your phone calls. Andy and Whitefish saw the video of John Tester running from the camera. He says John looked like the villain from Fern Gully. Man, I got that's a throwback. That's a throwback. I got to go see who the villain was in Fern Gully now. Jeff and Victor, how can they claim that Lion Biden is strong on foreign policy? Russia and Ukraine, Israel, anti-Semitism in the Middle East, then China on the verge, World War III hanging in the wings. Yeah, no, Jeff, I thought the same thing. I know I just kind of let that one slip past there. When who was it? Yeah, it was in the resuscitation effort montage that we shared with you at the top of the hour. It literally, like they said, oh, he's right on foreign policy. I think that was what Jen Psaki was trying to say. What? How in the world can they even try to claim that Joe Biden is right on foreign policy? I mean, one of you Biden defenders, please call in right now and tell us, how is Joe Biden right on foreign policy? The guy has been wrong on foreign policy for 40 years. I mean, he's been getting his teeth kicked in on foreign policy. I'll tell you what, if you've been getting your teeth kicked in, not just literally, but figuratively, if you got some teeth that have been kicked in, banged up, bashed up, or you're having pain, you got just some teeth that need a whole pile of work. So much work, you don't even want to smile. No matter how happy you are, you don't want to smile because you're embarrassed of your smile. Look, I can't imagine how hard that's got to be to go through. But if that is you, if you're somebody who is suffering with missing or failing teeth or just loose-fitting dentures that are annoying as heck, you got to get a hold of Yellowstone Family Dental. They offer world-class dental implants with the latest technology, specialized training, right here in Montana. So you don't have to travel across the country to get a whole new set of replacement dental implants. I'm telling you, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and just check them out to see what they could do for you. A whole new look, and you won't be afraid to smile anymore. You won't even be afraid to eat a steak dinner out on the town.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, we're finding ourselves at a time where 3 weeks ago, Barack Obama, George Clooney knew beyond any doubt, and they never thought that it would be the right thing to do to tell the American people that the president of the United States is a cognitive wreck and he's not up to the job. And then they had the audacity to allow anybody that pointed out a real unedited video to be called a liar and a propagandist for showing Joe Biden unedited being escorted off the stage at that very same event. They're just a bunch of pathetic propagandists and liars. You know, it was all an act. This is liberal Hollywood. This is the power elite.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter, protect your home, and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection, up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today. Hey.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Power companies aren't like most companies, as most of us know, that they are monopolies, albeit heavily regulated and scrutinized ones. But that license contains certain obligations, namely to serve the needs of all customers demanding power. You wouldn't think it'd be all that remarkable for such a company to build a facility to do just that, produce electric power. But Northwestern Energy's now nearly complete gas turbine in Laurel has been opposed at every turn. That opposition has produced delays, but the new facility, the first new thermal generation the company has built since 2011, is now a reality. Stepping back for a moment from the hyper-intense debates over energy policy, we should recognize this for what it is. It's just a company in the business of supplying power, doing what it takes to keep doing just that. Will it cost customers in their bills the way regulated rates work? That answer is almost certainly yes. That's not really remarkable either. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Just click over to crystalflesh.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go right back into the phone lines here. Steve in Valentine, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Okay, just want to make it real quick. About a half hour ago on a news cycle deal, it said that I was so quick I didn't really catch the country, but a world leader either met or visited with President Trump, I think it was yesterday. Okay, so that says a whole bunch of what's going on. The whole world knows, and so the old fat cat person needs to ask him, if his boss is doing so good, then why are world leaders starting to meet with our president of the United States, President Trump? That's all I need to say.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, because they haven't. Well, and not only that, but look at when it comes to world leaders, the European world leaders are starting to have a little turnover, aren't they? And some of those leftist European leaders are now being booted from office because they support the same Green New Deal lunacy that John Tester and Joe Biden have been pushing. And so, but yeah, maybe that's a sign. I'll have to see which world leader it was that met with Trump, but maybe that's a sign of the fact that these world leaders know that they need to start preparing for the next president of the United States. We can only hope, right? We can do more than hope. We can work. Let's go to Sean in Belgrade. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, so I posed this question on the last Best Place Pack ad on Facebook, and I never got a response. So to preface it, I'm a refugee from California, so I asked on there, why is John Tester okay with illegal immigrants coming to Montana, but not okay with American citizens like myself and Tim Sheehy moving to Montana?
It's a good question, isn't it?
And, you know, I never got a response. And I'll leave you with this. I've never donated money to a political campaign before, but really excited to donate to Sheehy because I'm finally living in a place where I can make a difference with my vote.
Where'd you live in California, if you don't mind me asking?
Outside of Sacramento.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
park, south of there.
So it's still kind of America there, right? Then it's, you know, a little bit of egg country.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great place to grow up in the 80s and 90s, but it's turned into a third world country now.
Yeah, Carl, no surprise there. No, that is a really good question, yeah, isn't it? Like, John Tester wants you to think that Tim Sheehy is a bad guy because he was in Iraq, in Afghanistan, while John Tester was selling you out in Washington, D.C. Oh, it's so bad that Tim Sheehy decided to move to Montana and create a whole bunch of high-wage jobs for his fellow veterans. But John Tester is perfectly happy with all of the illegal aliens that he is allowing into this country. It's such a great point. Thanks for making it. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. We are pretty much out of time for this hour, but we've got Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana coming up in the next hour for a few minutes. And then after that, Perry Penley. You talk about the Reagan 80s. Man, yeah, California was actually cool in the Reagan 80s, as our last caller just pointed out. Well, Perry Penley was working in the Reagan administration then, and then he was the BLM director under Trump. Great conversation coming up with him in just a few minutes. You know, we talk about, you know, some of these fat cats back in Washington, D.C., you know, and of course, they got all expense paid, you know, lobbyists buying them this, buying them that. So, you know, yes, yeah, it's no wonder that keeping those pounds off can be a challenge for them. But it's a challenge for all of us. I get it. I suffered from post-deployment celebration disorder when I got home from my last deployment. And man, even though I was going to the gym every day, I was piling on the pounds. And so thankfully, I found through a colleague, I found out about Billings Last Diet, and I burned off the extra pounds I put on and then some. And it's great. Kept the pounds off 35 or almost 6 years later. Billings last night. You don't have to be in Billings to benefit from the program. We've got a listener in the Bozeman area lost 100 pounds doing their remote option. Their remote option works. You can benefit from it. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751. 406, of course.